Jeremy Wright has been voting in the same place for the last 18 years. On Tuesday, she walked up to the poll worker at the Homewood Public Library.
And she looked me up and she said, "You're not on here." And I said, "What?"
Turned out Wright and her husband had been moved to the inactive voter rolls. Wright had to fill out some paperwork before she was allowed to vote.
It's a verification form. You have to write down your name, address, previous address, driver's license number,
sex, race, phone number, and a poll worker had to sign off on it. Wright says she's voted in every election for years, and what happened Tuesday seemed suspicious.
You know, somebody can try to blame it on a computer glitch or whatever, but there is absolutely no reason whatsoever that my name would have not been on that list.
Wright wasn't the only one who was bumped to the inactive voter rolls. The same thing happened to Congressman Mo Brooks, who was a candidate in the Senate primary. Also, State Representative Patricia Todd and a federal judge in Montgomery. So how much faith does Amy Wright have in Alabama's voting system?
Absolutely zero.
Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says from January to March, his office mailed every registered Alabama voter a postcard requesting information verification. He says that's required by the National Voter Registration Law.
This is the first time in the history of the state that Alabama has been fully compliant with the law.
He says problems stemmed from verification notices his office sent, bouncing back to the post office. They'd end up at county election offices, and residents would be knocked off the active voter rolls. Merrill says his office has no plans to look into this any further, and that no one was denied the right to vote. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.